This is Al Bundy here, and you're listening to the Nerdlings Podcast. Now, excuse me, I have to get back to the shoe store because, well, I don't want to go home to my wife, Peg. Have you seen my wife, Peg, naked? It's not a pretty sight.
Well, Al, I have a question for you.
Yes.
If she's naked, why did you have two kids with her?
That's a mystery that I don't even know yet. I think that's something for the X-Files to worry about.
Welcome to the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Not unique at ease.
It's the Nerdlings Podcast on the show. It's the Nerdlings Podcast on the Shiny Squirrel Pod. We're not going to lie. It's about 95 degrees here in Las Vegas, and it makes everything very uncomfortable because you're acclimating to the heat again.
Well, that's it. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You sweat and stuff, but you can't put the air conditioner on because you hear that on the background. We want you guys to hear us, so it's like we're suffering to do this.
We're suffering for you, for our fans, for our listeners, for the Nerdlings.
If we have any.
We do.
Please write in on WCW
_ comedy, and then the Instagram for Shiny Squirrel Podcast. That's our accounts, and leave us a comment on one of the videos. We're going to throw out another hello right now.
You know, hello.
You want to know who? Samantha Hawley. She left us a comment. I remember that video that I made of the when we were out in Nelson. This sounds like a very interesting person. She is a lifestyle blogger, and she runs half marathons. I have never run a half marathon or a full marathon.
I've never run a marathon at all, but the blogger. What's a half blogger?
No, lifestyle blogger.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Samantha Hall.
I'm sorry, Samantha. That sounds awesome, but what does a blogger do?
You know, I probably like what we do, but they type everything.
Oh.
That's all I can guess.
Well, type some awesome stuff in about yourself, send it in, and we'll turn around and maybe we could do a podcast with you one day.
Maybe we might do that. I would love doing that because we're dividing our podcast. We're doing what we used to do because we kind of got on a runaway horse there a little bit with the interviews. We're still going to do the interviews. We have a really interesting guy coming up next week. Who is he?
My friend Scott Hand, I know for 30 years, and he has his own with his buddy Tim. They have their own website, Scott and Tim Nostalgia page, all about what goes on in Wildwood, that's another page he has. The guy is just into so much nerdling stuff. He's a nerd, and he can't wait to get on the podcast. So
this is going
to
be good.
Yeah, we have no clue what we're going to talk about. Could be from toys to food to movies to all 60s, 70s,
80s. We're going to take it with him and go to his Facebook page and go through that and talk about the stuff. That's what I want to do.
That's going
to
be a cool podcast.
But our podcast this week is, the theme was that we stated last week, is the word hidden.
Hidden.
There's a lot of hidden things. So I'm going to just...
You know what? That is pretty cool because you have hidden treasures. My favorite nowadays...
Hidden treasures, conspiracy theories, all kinds of stuff.
Hidden agenda. Everybody has a hidden agenda, especially women. I'm trying to figure out what their hidden agenda is, and I just can't figure it out.
There was a novelty store, a joke store I was in one Christmas one time, one of those pop-up Christmas stores. And there was a book that said, Man's Guide to Understanding Women. And then when you open it up, every page is blank.
Wow, that is cool. Wow.
I've always wanted to make, it's one of these prop books. It's made out of a block of wood, but it's painted to look like a book. And then so you hand it to someone, you know, here's a book on how to understand women. But you can't open it because it's a block of wood.
Wow.
So,
welcome to the mind of guys middle age trying to figure out women.
But we're nerdlings, and that's what makes us here.
Yeah, so
and good.
Hey, listen, if you're in Vegas nowadays, there is a barrage of nerdling activities to
there
do
really
with music.
Is.
Last night, Scorpions played over at the Hard Rock. They're going to be here for a couple weeks.
Night Ranger was in town for two nights over at the Orleans. Survivor's going to be down next to me at the M Casino. Huey Lewis is coming in September. The Monkees are going to be down.
I mean, come on. This
come
is
on.
Going to be like an 80s summer. It's just a question
it
of
is.
What tickets can you afford, which is basically yeah. probably not too many, but you want to make that one sacrifice like in the heat. Who do you go see?
Anyway, so... Do you remember the X-Files? Theme song. That is a great theme song. Do you know why that's a great theme song?
Because it reminds you of when you were actually doing something back then that you really wanted to do, and you just hit onto your ears, and you just sat down, and that was it.
You knew you could be in the other room, and you would hear that theme song of the X-Files, of the paranormal phenomena. That's why it falls in the category of hidden, because there was always something hidden that you didn't know what was going to be on in that next episode.
Always something hidden of who they were going to suck up and take into space, or somebody whose mind they just played with. It was just a hidden.
It started, the X-Files went for 10 seasons, 208 episodes, 2 feature films, and you know, they just came back and they did a 6-episode, I believe it was a 6-episode run, primarily because of a podcaster that did an interview with Gillian Anderson, I know the hardcores are going to get me for this, for Gillian Anderson, Scully, and started a fan base on it and brought them all back. Chris Carter, director, and everything.
Isn't that amazing? Podcasts. Who would think?
Who would have thought? So I want to go back to the theme song there. The person who wrote the theme song was a guy named Mark Snow. And he also did this. He had other theme songs that you may not have known that he wrote. He also did the theme song for Smallville, Heart to Heart.
Really?
Yeah. Starsky and Hutch. T.J. Hooker, and this is the one that blew me away, Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Wow, that's something.
That right there is an X-File in itself.
You're not kidding. That's hidden. You threw that hidden curveball at me because I didn't expect that one. Pee-wee's Playhouse.
But now, he was inspired to write the song, the theme song for X-Files, because he was inspired from a 1985 song. Okay, this is 8, 9, 10 years down the road. This was the song that he heard, saw, came across, that inspired it. So let's play it, and then we'll talk about it. So inspired by a song from 1985, that's the UK band, The Smiths, and the song is How Soon Is Now. Now, you're probably thinking, how do you connect the dot to that, to the X-Files? Okay, so the X-Files theme song was originally didn't have that echo reverb on the whistle kind of description there, until he accidentally was still playing and messing around on his little probably Casio keyboard, I'm joking on that, hit the echo button setting and got that what we know is the X-Files sound.
Yeah,
theme
but that's
now.
Pretty crazy because that's another thing too. It's like you take a keyboard like that. There's all those hidden keys and features and stuff.
Exactly.
And boom! Now you turn into a paranormal phenomenon. Of what do you call that? Folk hero. Folk culture.
Well, they finally released. Wow. They finally released the theme song in 1996 as a single. It went to number 2 in England and number 1 in Denmark. So it did finally get some airplay. And they did actually, someone else did, I didn't write his name down, made what they called a trans extended version or a remix of it that got a lot of airplay.
That is cool. Where do you come up with these hidden facts?
You just got to know where to look and how to dig. It's just, you can Google it, but now you got to go through the Google. You got to get through the Google.
You are
to get
amazing.
It.
We're going to call you for this podcast, the hidden nerd. Just the hidden nerd who hunted and connected. I don't know. It sounds good. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, you just come up with these hidden treasures. It's amazing.
Well, here's the thing.
Hidden facts.
So, David Duchovny, who played Mulder, and then Gillian Anderson, who played Scully.
Now, David Duchovny, I love him. He was on Californication on Showtime. This guy here has really been around a long time.
Well, do you know who Scully is named after, the character?
One of the pirates?
Nope. Dodger... baseball team Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully.
Oh, wow.
That's how they came up with her character's name.
Now, there you go. That's a hit another curveball. Talk about baseball. We'd have never thought that after...
after,
you know what I mean? Come on, after an announcer?
I think I say so many ridiculous metaphors or little analogies for things, I don't even realize I'm saying them. But here's the thing. X-Files was the first U.S.-produced show to go number one in what country?
I'm going to say something crazy like China.
China? Pretty close. Let me just play you the file. This is a promo that Mulder and Scully did for one of their movies that they did.
Hello to everyone in Japan. I play Fox Mulder.
And I play Dana Scully.
Our new movie, X-Files I Want to Believe, features a large-scale adventure that can only be experienced in theaters.
I hope you will truly enjoy the supernatural mystery and suspense of our movie.
We hope to see you all in theaters.
Of course, Japan!
What I love about that is they played it like an echo, so it sounds like they're being sucked up, you know, like, into another planet. Wow.
So they sold, when it came out, they sold over 300,000 sales of videos in Japan. That's really unheard of. So it became the first one to break the Japan.
Year was this?
This would have been, all I know is probably from about 1997 when they started.
So we're still back into the nerdling period of having CDs and stuff. Wow.
Still coming out. And the merchandise that they did with X-Files, and still do, because it's a sci-fi for fans. It's a cult classic.
Classic, thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Comic books, trading cards, video games, and even... Legos, and even there's a down at our own Pinball Hall of Fame, a X-Files themed pinball game.
You're kidding me.
We
have to go see that. We got to take a trip. We have to go take a road trip and do, even if we do a 20 second podcast on that. That is awesome.
It is.
Do you know the Pinball Hall of Fame? I can't believe that. I actually have a pinball machine on that.
Yes. It's an X-Files. Wow. And it plays the theme song and everything.
Now that we're talking about hidden jewels in Las Vegas, the Pinball Hall of Fame on Tropicana. It's hidden. Nobody really talks about
it. That's it, yeah.
If you don't live here or
it's
hear
way
it,
down.
Yeah.
I pass it quite often. So even to give the example that they still have a strong following, on Facebook, X-Files has a 2 million fan base. Just on Facebook alone.
Isn't that amazing?
Now here's another piece of hidden trivia for you. Okay, so David Duchovny is 6 feet tall. Gillian Anderson is only 5'2". For so many of scenes throughout while they're talking to each other, she is standing on a box.
I was going to say a soapbox, or an apple box. An apple box in acting, see?
There are a few photos on the internet of her standing on the box of the scene when they're shooting, when they're just talking to each other, of her standing on the box to get that extra 3 or 4 inches to talk to the 6 foot tall David Duchovny.
Now I have a question for you. This might be a hidden agenda in my brain or a hidden fact.
What's that?
What happens if they hooked up? How would they kiss? Do they actually have to get on the apple box, or does he pick her up, or does he, you know, get down? I'm curious now.
You know, that's where our final scene is coming in, because long about when they were getting ready to do this reunion, Jimmy Kimmel had them on to do their characters and do a skit. Go look it up, but anyway, here's the audio for it. You're going to enjoy
this.
Wow. X-Files is one of my personal all-time favorite shows, and of course, I was excited when I heard it was coming back. I was even more excited when the creator of the show, Chris Carter, invited me to be a part of it.
Just like old times, huh?
If we're lucky.
Government's been hiding this the whole time.
I knew we'd find it. We just have to keep looking.
Hey guys, what's up? Dark in here.
Wow, what a dump.
Is this what I think it is? Gross.
Who are you?
I'm Agent Keith. I'm your new partner.
They figured since you guys have been away for a while, you might need some help getting back into the swing of things.
I'm sorry, but we've been doing this for a long time. I'm gonna call Skinner.
Mm-hmm.
No, damn it.
Here.
Nothing.
Is there a payphone here? Use this. Is it a Game Boy?
It's a smartphone. You use it to call or text, GPS, Snapchat, Tinder, whatever.
We can't let them trace us here.
I had 18 months before I can upgrade that. What's wrong with you? People can find anybody anywhere all the time now. Have you ever heard of the internet?
The internet. They're not going to shut us down this time. The whole world is going to know. A floppy to boot up.
Alder, put the floppy down. Put it down. This isn't the 90s anymore. We moved on.
Why? It was a great decade.
Why would we do that?
It was a great decade.
Great music. Hootie.
The Blowfish.
Beanie Babies.
Pogs.
Everybody loves Pogs. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. We moved on.
Well, do people still like us?
You guys? Oh, yeah, of course. We loved you then, and we love you now. Oh. And even if coming back turns out to be a bad idea, like a really, really bad idea that makes everyone hate you, we'll still always have the 90s. Also, you two should have sex.
What?
You should. It's been like 23 years. Everybody knows. Just
no, that's not that. What.
It is what. And it's time to do it already.
Okay.
Now, the only thing I can say with that was priceless, man. Holy shit.
I don't know that the was date good. Of that, but
oh, wow.
I'm sure the hardcore X-File fans already know about that, but if you have not seen that, you got to see it. It's X-Files Kimmel, Jimmy, or just Jimmy Kimmel, K-I-M-M-E-L on YouTube.
Unbelievable.
And now, there's also a really nice, about 8 to 10 minute blooper reel of X-Files stuff of them doing outtakes.
That is awesome as fuck, man. A
little bit harder to play on this podcast, but go look it up.
Go look it up, man. That's a hidden gem is what is known.
Yes, that's page one of our the word hidden on our Nerdling podcast.
And I have a question.
Yes.
Where's all that hidden booty he was talking about?
Like pirate booty?
No. Like that good booty, like he said, from the 90s.
Do you know how old Gillian Anderson was when she first started on X-Files?
I
want to
say 30.
24.
Wow.
And it was only her second professional time ever on camera.
Isn't that something?
Talk about a natural. And the executives didn't want her. They did the pilot, but the executives didn't want her. They actually wanted more of a blonde bombshell. I mean, come on. She's a redhead. What else can you... Stupid.
I have nothing to say.
I have nothing to say, yeah.
Did you know I have a history with a certain redhead from acting school?
I'm sorry.
Hello. I have nothing to say.
Ow.
Ow. Well, I don't want to turn around and cook tonight. Ow. I need you to comfort me.
Well, are you ready for our second topic into the Nerdlings?
Oh, yeah. Bring it on, Nerdlings.
Here we go. I'm going to play the theme song from this.
Thank you.
that is by now, don't you?
You know I love that show, 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
I was waiting for you to do that address.
And we have, I'm even going to go through the cast, how much I love it. You had Grandpa, you had Marilyn, you had Eddie, you had Spot, which was Under the Stairs.
Which brings us to the hidden
Lily
parts.
And Herman. That is one of those shows that is just a time classic.
Hidden gem. So you had the hidden stairs, which rose up like that, and he gets where Spot the Dragon mostly lived. Even though there was a few takes and shows where you saw the back of him going out. He was like a cross between a dragon and a dinosaur.
Yeah, it was weird. Spot used to love to go down the sewer system.
Yeah.
And Spot would like to go fetch things. But he would bring people home.
Yeah.
Car bumpers home was one of his favorites.
You know what's interesting? There is not much detail of clips of Spot the Dragon of the Munsters, singularly himself, in YouTube. But there are the full episodes of YouTube.
It's amazing. He used to under the stairs, hit the thing on the stair, whatever it was,
release handle?
Yeah, but it was the banister. The
banister.
Right? Air was Spot, and I remember a few times that guys actually did it. They thought they were going to find something. Fire. They ran out of that house.
But you know, people are actually building stair hidden, because they got that space under the stairs. People are actually building those into homes nowadays.
Never knew that. Wow.
And to the Munsters, there is a video on YouTube where you can see. It's very hard. It's very faint until its point. It wasn't until you watch it again. There's a circle highlighting. There's the prop man in the back pulling on the rope that activates the stairs, and then Herman Munster comes out.
Never knew that. That's another hidden agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Under the hidden stairs, brought to you by our hidden master, Senior Nerdling.
Thank you.
Wow, that's all I can say.
And season 1, episode 20 is the only time you actually see the front of Spot when he breathes some fire out from down in the shadows underneath the stairs. Okay? Now, storage units under the stairs. There's like hidden drawers. There's hidden bookshelves. Hidden panels. There are so many instructional how-to videos that I'm not going to play them because they're kind of carpentry things. But you can build these things in hidden shaving cream cans, hidden mayonnaise containers, these little life hacks. So many different things that you can make for hidden places to put money, jewels, documents. They're all over.
The problem is, though, you have to have the hidden money, the hidden jewels to have it. So if you don't have any hidden stuff, what are you going to put on there?
That's true.
Actually, mayonnaise jars with nothing in them?
Yeah.
I mean, is it possible?
You know what my most favorite one was? It was the false electrical outlet that would fold out like a little tiny drawer, and you could put stuff in there. But then when you close it back up, it just looks like an ordinary, I'm going to point to it on your wall over there, an ordinary outlet.
Wow.
Because the thing is, you can even plug something into it because you can electrically go around it, but you still use that little space when it pops out like a little drawer. That's always been my most favorite.
That's amazing. So that means if you're a burglar, you just alerted them to they have to go around to every electrical socket to make sure that they're not missing anything. So I'll tell you what. You messed them up there, Senior. Now people are going to have to say, hey, now, you're listening to the Nerdlings podcast. I remember whatever edition season one we're in, or the continuous season, they have to go do this, and they'll say, shit, if not, I missed it. Damn it.
I missed it. Got to go back and listen to it.
I might have missed hidden jewels.
Now, I want to talk about Grandpa Munster, Al Lewis. He had a restaurant that he ran from 1987 to 1993 in New York City. It was called, I'm going to mispronounce this, you know I'm bad with words, Bella Gigante Italian Food Restaurant.
Wow.
He was the host. I went there in the summer of 87. This was probably within a few months or so after he opened it, and I got to meet Grandpa Munster.
Wow. The key is how did you afford that? That must have been big time.
Those were 1987 dollars.
Wow, but you got to meet Al Lewis.
It was just a very quick thing because people came there to his restaurant because he was the host. He was the hostess with the mostest.
Wow, that must have been an awesome evening.
Yeah, I didn't eat there. Just went a lot of people. He was the tagline for people coming there.
Oh, wow.
There was always a line outside. he passed away in 2006 of old age, but he was probably just one of the most giving people to his fans.
You know what's weird about him? They have a slot machine out to the Munsters in the early 2000s. Yeah, I played that before, and he gets a bat bonus, and then Grandpa goes from this bat, and he comes into a full-size person. So it's really pretty cool on how you tie
it all in together.
Serendipity squirrel podcast being a nerd. Wow.
Well, brings us to what you were talking about earlier on our third one, the hidden agenda. The definition of a hidden agenda can go like this: an arterial motive, acting a certain way in supposed benevolence, but the real reason you or they actually did or do for personal gain.
It's always for personal gain. That's personal where we get gain. Back to certain groups that I'm not going to say opposite sex, but it's always a motive. Not that guys don't have a motive. I just can't figure out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I want that block book you have.
The block book? Yeah. I want that too. I used to have one, but I gave it away to somebody. But the hidden agenda, I was trying to figure out what would be a neat thing to revisit on this one, and I only came up with one topic because I only see one time we're ever going to visit this topic because it affected me when I was 7 years old. Let's play the tag on it.
Good evening. We have a mystery story out of Washington. Five people have been arrested and charged with breaking into the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee in the middle of the night.
The Democratic National Committee is located in the Watergate office building. The burglars forced a stairwell door, then taped its latch open. The door, now part of police evidence, was noticed by one of the guards employed by the Watergate complex. At first, the police found nothing. Then they spied five men crouching behind some desks.
Neither the president, obviously, or anybody in the White House, or anybody in authority in any of the committees working for the re-election of the president have any responsibility for it.
The Watergate break-in.
I was just going to say, hi. I'm not a crook, Richard Nixon.
Now, I see this is the only good chance and time to bring this one up. You were a little bit younger than me. You probably don't. I don't remember what it was until I got into high school and learned more about the resignation, relearning about resigning of Nixon, the Ford becoming president, everything. But I do remember it was May 17th, so-called, when these Watergate hearings started in the Senate in 1973. They broadcast 250 hours on public television that summer, okay? I'm 7 years old. You're interrupting my Sesame Street rerun time. You're sometimes interrupting my Mr. Rogers time, and even into maybe a little bit of my Sesame Street extra rerun time.
Wow, that you must be a nerd like I am, because I don't remember that, but it's just like, the way you defined it, yeah, why? Why did you guys have to break in and destroy his childhood time?
Yeah.
Sesame Street and Electric Company rerun time.
The whole summer. This is what I remember hearing. This is what I remember listening to and having to view on television when I was 7 years old. I mean, let me look at it here.
That's pretty good. You can recall that on your memory, because I could do a little bit of that, but like, wow, Watergate.
May 17th, 1973, the Senate Watergate hearings begin.
We're not going to play all 16 minutes.
No.
We are beginning these hearings today in an atmosphere of utmost gravity. The questions that have been raised in the wake of the June 17th break-in strike at the very undergirding of our democracy. If the many allegations made to this date are true, then the burglars who broke into the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee at the Watergate were in effect breaking into...
Please stop. Okay.
Yes, thank you. Doesn't that bring up hidden memories? Here we go, hidden.
Yes.
I want Big Bird. I don't want Nixon. I want Big Bird.
I remember watching these suits sit around on these so-called Senate hearings, these Clark Kent glasses. I remember I'm sitting there going to myself, okay, maybe I can watch this. Maybe I can see if this is interesting. I made it through about maybe 2 minutes of that, and it's like, that's it. I'm done. I've had to figure out something else, you know.
Did you figure out something else? Did you go in like your backyard and play with your fire engines and stuff and just go, Mommy, why did they have to do this and interrupt my Sesame Street?
Pretty much. I was only 7 years old. I'm still into Sesame Street, you know. This is before Elmo, you know. So how many nerdlings do you remember your summer of 73 being interrupted like that with reruns?
I can't even recall. I was 3. But not even, 2.5.
But you know what? Eventually, it came to an end. It came to an end, thank goodness, with this announcement.
Good evening.
President Nixon reportedly will announce his resignation tonight, and Vice President Ford will become the nation's 38th president tomorrow. That word comes unofficially from aides and associates of both men, but not from the two men themselves. And the swiftly moving events of this busy day in Washington tend to confirm it. Those events included a late morning White House meeting between the president and the vice president. Ford.
Okay, finally, by August 8th, 1974, I had my cartoon Sesame Street summer back.
Wow, you had your Sesame Street summer. Thank you, Walter Cronkite, for bringing us that news that all the little kids in Oregon and nationwide have their Sesame Street back.
We now return you to your pre-planned broadcast of being in your childhood and being a young nerdling.
Wow, being a young nerdling, I'll tell you.
Now, Nixon, he was hidden. He had the tape recorder underneath the desk. He was doing hidden recordings. He was recording people without them knowing it. He had the hidden agenda. This man had hidden tattooed across his forehead.
After going, to bring that up, funny, after going to the Scorpions, I didn't go to the concert, but I watched a lot of people afterwards, you know, like we do as actors or people watch. I saw a lot of women take out their hidden bras, their hidden leather pants, their hidden jeans from the 70s and 80s. Oh. Can I tell you something?
Not the same that it was?
No, but you know what? It was a hidden positive memory to all our fans out there that it's good fun. That's it. That's all it is. Fun, just having good fun, bringing up your past, your childhood. We're nerdlings.
Yeah, because I think this is about as close as we're going to get into a discussion in Nerdlings as the Watergate thing, because it stopped my cartoons.
Yes, and nerdlings out there in nerdling land, just keep hitting us up with the hellos. This hidden agenda was really good because you get to visit your past. Just like going to a concert, seeing the guys up there play, putting on your favorite clothes, interrupting your hidden...
Watch your favorite cartoons. Yeah. There's a website I want to share. It's about cartoons.
Oh, cool.
Because I have been digging on Ben 10. It's a cartoon. It's the kid who wears the Omni watch and hits it and becomes an alien and fights other bad guys. You can go find these in complete episodes. I don't know how. I normally don't want to share the websites because I think they're going to get shut down. But this one I'm going to. It's called kisscartoon.me.
Oh, Kiss, K-I-S-S.
K-I-S-S, cartoon.me. And they have countless numbers of cartoons on there.
One of your hidden gems you pulled up.
Yes, and I want to share that. So, brings us to our last topic. Because I was trying to figure out what we could do, because there's a few other things that we could do into the topic, but we don't want to drag it on too much.
No.
I want to talk about pyramids.
Oh, gotcha.
The Egyptian pyramids.
Hey, it's funny you bring that up.
Why is that?
To our serendipity thing. The Luxor Hotel and Casino has a pyramid in that shape, and it has one of those lights.
The most powerful light in the world, which you can see for miles around. I don't know that it's wattage, but it's probably 1.21 gigawatts.
And the funny thing about that is a buddy of ours, Dan the Man Juggling Taxi, has a video out on that.
He does.
About how the birds fly around that.
And I thought they were bats.
No, he said they're birds.
Because I made that Vine video like, Batman, where are you?
But then again, with the serendipity of the hidden agenda topic, maybe it is bats and birds combined.
So here's the thing. You know, Egypt has been, for the last 2 years, it's not really safe to go to Egypt. I don't think I'm ever going to get to visit the Great Pyramids of Giza in Egypt. Just because the tourists, they get stupid.
Why? You can go visit the Luxor. It's good enough.
Yeah, it's right here. You know, there's another one in Little Rock, Tennessee. I'm not sure if it's open yet, but this is when I was down there for Carl Driggs' show. There's another pyramid that they're building, and I think it's a wildlife fowl, as in duck sanctuary.
Nice.
I was driving over it.
Talking about that, when is the Hidden After Dark channel coming up with Carl Driggs?
I'm working on it. It's one of those things, you know.
It's like that pyramid with the ducks down there. It will be erected eventually.
Eventually it will be open for service. So anyway, the pyramids. It seems like, all right, so it's off my bucket list. If I had a bucket list, not gonna do it. Okay? But it always seems like the government is hiding something from you, including the Egyptian government, because this is what it said. This came out in a recent news release, okay? Because they've been looking for hidden chambers, hidden rooms, things that they haven't come across yet with just the general research of the pyramids of Giza. Temperature differences between blocks of stone indicate there may be a hidden passage or chamber, okay? And they do this with this new technology stuff called muon radiographic graphicosis or infrared thermographics. I don't even know what those words mean, even in my nerdling world.
Wait a second now, because I'm a nerdling, and well, you have walk like an Egyptian.
Yeah.
Now the question is, what are they really searching for? Is it a hidden chamber or a hidden treasure that they can rob and say,
exactly,
it never existed?
What is there that the government is not telling us? Okay, so here's
the
thing.
I'm calling you out on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network, Egyptian government. What are you hiding?
Well,
what is hidden?
Here's how they hide this, okay? Here's what I'm going to tell you, okay? So they start at the top with the Supreme Council of Antiquities. That goes into the Egyptian Ministry of Culture. And then they have all these other departments under them that they oversee to scramble your brain on the whole hidden chamber thing, because they talk about the hidden chamber where Nefertiti might be at, the hidden treasure. These other departments are the Supreme Council of Culture, the Egyptian General Book Authority, the National Library of Archives, the General Authority of Culture Palaces, the General Authority of Books and National Documents, the Opera House. I don't even know what the hell that's about.
Yeah.
And then they also have the General Authority of National Agency of the Urban Harmony, the Egyptian Arts Academy, the Department of the Applied Arts,
squirrel,
and the Fine Arts. It just keeps on going.
The reason I go click squirrel, my mind, my, what do they call that? My attention span. Click squirrel.
Did it click?
I don't care. Click done.
Done.
I want to watch that Cartoon Network on KISS.
So I take it as that they are hiding something through all that crap.
No, you wouldn't say they have a hidden agenda.
Something hidden. So, not going to go to Egypt. What does that bring us back to? Pyramids in North America. Okay, yes, I would love to go to Mexico and look at the Aztec pyramids. Sorry, it's a safety thing. I'm not going.
Yeah, I was
going.
Just
going
to say, if your family doesn't have a lot of money and the drug cartels get you, I'll stay right here in Las Vegas sweat.
It's a little bit scary.
Oh, it's a little scary.
It's very scary.
Because the first thing you think about is you watch Border Wars and these other TV shows and stuff like about Laredo, Texas.
Yes.
About how they smuggle everything and then come over and they have that war, you know, with the... come on, Michael. The Grand River, what do you call that? The
Rio Grande.
Yeah, thank you, sir. The Rio Grande and stuff, where they just come over and they kidnap people. I'll stay right here in Las Vegas and deal with the friggin' sweaty summer.
But here's the thing. You can go look at pyramids here in America. Now, they're not like the actual pyramids that you would see in Egypt or down by the Aztec. They're sometimes called mounds or spiritual mounds graveyard mounds. I actually, when I was driving between Tennessee over to Arkansas, I stopped at one of it was an old Indian burial ground.
Oh,
this is what I'm calling. I didn't take any pictures, but I went to visit it, and you can go search these. The topic is very boring, very unnerdingly almost. But the thing
unearthed or unnerdingly.
It doesn't hold your attention span, okay?
Squirrel.
Yeah, there's not much shiny to it, okay?
No.
There's a lot of good videos. There's a lot of entertainment about it because there's different mounds you can do research in. In Georgia, there's a whole bunch.
There's also, remember the Almond Mounds candy bar? I'm a nerdling.
Well, I'm going to play this short video of pyramids in America to show you how boring it is as a topic, okay? Now, there's a reason for this. Bear with me.
Atlanta, Georgia, one of the largest cities in the American South and capital of the state of Georgia. Yet Atlanta was not the first great city to exist in Georgia, and its structures were not the first to rise above the dense southeastern forest. For over 4,000 years, the original Native American inhabitants of Georgia constructed some of the most impressive monuments in all of North America. Hidden in the dense southern forests.
Alright, so you just heard her say the word hidden, okay? Now, what's neat about this is a topic within the last 5 or 10 years, as we've had the invention of the personal drone. Before, you could only get photos and aerial shots of these from helicopter or small plane. With drones, we're getting more looks at these mounds, pyramids, spiritual mounds, spiritual pyramids here in America.
But those drones are scary too, because they fly them in, you know, space, you know, what do you call them, secured airline, you know, secured space and stuff. Yes. So it's very scary, man. I'll tell you.
Not as scary as going to Mexico.
Or Egypt.
But here's the thing. You can watch these videos till there's a point where you just grow bored and sleepy, and eventually you're going to commit yourself to going on a road trip and searching and visiting these places for your own fun, your own nerdling endeavor.
I see you want to be on that nerdling endeavor now. Unfortunately, I am not that much of a nerdling that wants to go to Georgia and look at these trails and stuff like that. I would rather stay and look at the nerdling girls in their 40s in the summer of Las Vegas in their bikinis. So
here's the thing.
What are you doing for your summer hidden vacation?
I might go, because here's the website, pyramidsinamerica.com. They have a map that you can download, but it's very hard to read because they want you to pay the $10 to get it. It has kind of... One of those hidden costs. It kind of gives you an overall view of where America's pyramids are and mounds. In the neat ones, just not a pile of dirt with grass growing on it.
Okay, I see you're very enthusiastic. People can't see this.
It's like when I finally went diamond mining in Murfreesboro, Arkansas.
That I can see was pretty cool because somebody found a hidden gem, but somebody found a $2,000 diamond, you said, that day.
Yes, it was a couple days after. Actually, it was like an $8,000 gem.
Wow.
But here's the thing. You can only nerd out on these boring monotone videos so long.
Nerd out, and you have to...
And eventually, you got to physically go do it.
So... Senior wants to nerd out. He's done. He's going to take a road trip. I have a question for you. Are you going solo or are you taking a hidden friend?
I'm probably going solo.
Oh, okay.
You know why? Because I want to go visit these places.
Gotcha. You don't want to hear, I'm tired today. I'm not saying anything.
I don't want to look at a pile of dirt. Yeah. Well, I have visited Meteor Crater. It's a hole in the ground where I want to see where that dirt went that made a pile of dirt above ground.
Hey, I think that's pretty cool. I'm a nerdling, but I just would rather stay in Vegas and nerdling out my own way.
But there are other topics that we could go do into hidden, but those are the main ones.
I like that, though. It's got an intrigue about it, about going, like, hidden intellectually.
It really
does.
To
stimulate you.
You know what another hidden trip that I want to do? This may sound a little bit of macabre or ridiculousness, but I would like... You can go to Los Angeles, California. There are websites dedicated to this. And you can go to the grave sites and the headstones visiting entertainers who have passed away.
There's nothing obscure about that. That's pretty cool, actually. People go on hidden treasure hunts to get, like, what do they say? They take the pen and
the
pencil. Etch the grave and the
what
name
I
and stuff.
Do.
See, that's cool.
That's what I want to do. Because I think it's like John Candy is right next to someone else famous.
Oh, see, that's
you know?
not bad.
That's on my list
that's
of things to do.
That's a hidden gem.
That's another, going to be a trip by myself, probably. So
I don't know about that. I like Los Angeles, so I might have to tag along.
You can tag along. You can carry my etching paper.
I'll wipe it after I take a you-know-what.
So anything else you want to add on this topic the word hidden?
It's just good to be a nerdling because we have a hidden treasure trove of ability to... have lived in a different time when we had
and we could still
phones
still
and
do
you
it.
Heard it pay phones and the antenna phone like they had on that Scully.
Go look at that video.
I'm just saying it's different. Grew up on that stuff.
Totally.
Different. And now it's like you said, totally. Like, okay, let's do it. Like improv, Valley Girl. Totally. Like for sure. Gag Me With a Spoon. All stuff you grew up with. You can't go back to.
Well, I got for our next topic. You want to hear what it's going to be for next week?
Yes.
We are going to be doing. Remember the original, not the remake on cable TV. The original Battlestar Galactica. And the Cylons.
I thought we're having Scott on next week.
Well, that's because we're doubling up on our podcast now.
Doubling up. Now, wait a second.
Our interviews,
you just blew Jersey Mike away. We are doubling up on our podcast.
Our interviews are going to be one separate podcast. And then our doing our regular nerdling topics. Because some people like ones.
Now I'm excited.
Do you want strawberry ice cream or chocolate ice cream?
Or do you want strawberry chocolate ice cream with caramel? Let's just dish it all out.
All together. So next week, we're going to record... Our podcast is going to be Cylons versus Stormtroopers.
Cool. Now, who do you think is going to win? Cylon or Stormtroopers? Tune in to the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network.
We should put that to a vote.
We're going to have this to a vote.
We should. That's a good idea. I like that.
Hello.
This has been the Nerdling Podcast. Anything else you want to say, Jersey Mike?
The only thing I have to say is Nerdlings, listen, tell your friends, get in touch with us on WCW.
_ Comedy and Shiny Squirrel Podcast, and these are our Instagram accounts.
And just let this go out and out and out.
Thank you.